your weekly video game roundup. My name is Sophia Wood, and with me today is Chris Travis.
Hello.
So Chris, this is our 20th episode.
Sophia, this is our 20th episode.
I'm really excited. So we're going to do something special to celebrate. Because of the release of The Last of Us Part 2, we're dedicating this episode to the first game. We're going to play a little trivia game, and we're going to discuss what we liked and disliked, and then we're going to talk about what we want to see in the next game. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm excited. I just finished my review for the second game and posted it on YouTube. It was hard work, but I think it came out pretty good, and I think I got my point across.
It was a good game. It was a good, not good game, it was a good review. I don't know about the game. It was a good review.
Yeah, you liked it. What was your favorite part?
No, I did like that you talked about the graphics in the beginning. And what was that bit at the end?
What bit?
The closing bit. I don't know. I don't remember, okay?
The part where I came up with a random, not even a quote, because I came up with it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to take it back. My favorite bit is when you talk about our podcast at the end. That's my favorite bit.
You know what? Screw you. I do that for us to grow. And, you know, that ain't even part of the review. I'm very upset. We're no longer friends.
That's okay.
Wow. You just accepted the lack of friendship.
Well, I would like to move on because I have a quiz ready for us that I would like to do before the end of next week.
What's the quiz about?
So this is a quiz called How Well Do You Know The Last of Us? And it's by Push Square on pushsquare.com.
Oh, that's lovely. I have some questions from IMDb about The Last of Us, and they're not really questions. It's weird. It's like, it says it's trivia, but it's like more statements and like little Easter eggs and stuff. So I'm just going to rephrase them into trivia questions.
Sounds good.
Yeah, do you want to go first?
I do super want to go first. Because I feel like I'm going to do better than you.
I don't think that's true at all, and we both know it.
Okay, ready?
No.
What is the name of the comic book series Joel collects for Ellie? Is it A, Glorious Space Wars, B, Savage Space Wars, C, Peaceful Starlight, C, Savage Starlight?
Savage Starlight?
I think it's Savage Space Wars.
Ah, damn it. I knew it was Savage Starlight.
No, wait. I haven't pressed it yet. No, you got it right. It's Savage Starlight.
Yeah, I'm right. I told you I'm going to be great at this.
Okay, ready? That's 1 point. Should we keep track? That's 1 point for you and zero for me.
Yeah, do I need to keep track of this somewhere? I don't have anything to keep track of this.
I don't have anything. It's okay.
Give me a second. I'm just going to pull up the Google Doc we have and just put
You're actually going to keep track. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep track of your own. I'm going to keep track of mine.
Why can't you keep track of both of ours? I'm the one reading.
Because we're going to have to be doing the same thing later where I switch and I have to keep track of it and I'm going to be reading.
So I'll keep track of it. Why are we talking about this? Okay. What is the last weapon you find in The Last of Us? Is it A, shorty, B, flamethrower, C, assault rifle, D, El Diablo?
What was the second one?
Assault rifle. No, flamethrower. I think it's a flamethrower.
I think it's the assault rifle.
No, it's not assault rifle. It's either flamethrower or El Diablo.
I think it's the assault rifle. No, wait, no. It's the... I'm thinking of, like, the AK, whatever it is. The one that goes... What one's that one? I don't know anything about guns. No. I know for a fact it's not any of those. But let's see.
You don't know for a fact it's not any of those because one of these is right. I'm going to say flamethrower already. No, it's the assault rifle. You're right.
Oh, I'm right. Yeah. Hey.
Oh, I don't think I picked up the assault rifle. No, I did. I remember now. It was at the end with all those people coming after you.
Yeah, I'm the coolest.
Man, I forgot about that. It was at the very, very end. Because that's the only gun I could use at the end because I ran out of all other ammo and it was really annoying. Okay, ready? What is the name of Bill's partner? Frank, Robert, Peter, or Steve?
Oh God, those are so basic white names.
Robert?
I'm gonna say Steve.
Okay. It was Frank!
Ah, we suck.
None of us got it. Okay, ready? When Ellie is locked in a cage at David's settlement, what does he try to feed her? Dog, human remains, deer, or fish?
Deer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's deer. I remember that one. Both points. Okay, ready? When playing darts with Ellie and Sam, what score does Joel get? Wait, you could play with them? I didn't do this.
I didn't do this either.
Guess.
Do you have options?
He misses the board completely. 180, 20, or 6.
I'm going to say 180.
No, he misses the board completely.
Oh,
that was going to be my guess. I think I should get that point.
We didn't trigger that.
I didn't know you could do that. What is the name of Ellie's best friend in the Left Behind DLC? I already know the answer to this.
I didn't play the Left Behind DLC.
She mentions it in the thing as well. She mentions who she was with.
Do we have options?
In the dialogue. Claire, Riley, Emily, or Sophie? I think it's Riley.
I was going to say Sophie.
Okay, ready? I was right. It was Riley.
All right.
Point to me. What is Tommy trying to restore power to when Joel meets up with him? A car, a school, power plant, hydroelectric dam.
To the school?
Tommy?
Tommy?
Yeah, it's the dam.
Or maybe it's the power plant. I thought you it's a dam, but it's used to make power. He explained this short dialogue before they enter that area that he's like, oh yeah, these places are made to make power with the water. All
right, because they go past it, right? And then yeah, we were right. Okay, what relation is Joel is Maria? Stepsister, sister-in-law, auntie, or mother? Sister-in-law, right?
Yeah, sister-in-law.
Yep. What is the name of the virus in The Last of Us? Crisis, Cordyceps, Papyrus, Dangerceps? Don't think it's that one.
I actually don't know. No, I don't think it's Papyrus. Maybe it's just Crisis.
Crisis? I think Crisis too. Ready? No! We both go wrong. It's Cordyceps.
I never would have gotten that.
No. Okay, ready? In the Left Behind DLC, what does Riley hide inside in the Halloween store? We're both going to have to guess because we didn't play it. A wardrobe, a big pumpkin, a coffin, a toilet cubicle.
Oh my god, I don't know. I didn't play the left.
Just pick.
I guess a toilet cubicle.
It was a coffin. Point to me.
Ha ha ha, you're so great.
You sound so dumb. Okay, just four more. When Joel first meets Ellie, how long has she been infected for?
3 days?
The thing is 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 10 days.
Oh, so
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. I feel like the number is three.
Yeah, I remember saying three. We got it right. Okay, the question is, who is this character? And it's just a picture of a guy.
Oh my god, how is that supposed to help me?
You're going to get to guess. Robert, Dennis, Nathan, or Richard?
Can you describe what they look like?
I literally don't recognize him at all. He has thin hair, he's white, he's holding a gun up, he has a gray sweater on. There's a
Is this the guy you meet towards the beginning of the game with Joel and Ellie, where he supplies them with some more weapons?
Maybe.
And what are the names again?
Robert, Dennis, Nathan, Richard.
It's either Dennis or Robert.
I think it's Robert.
I'm going to say Dennis.
Okay. I was right. It was Robert.
I was right at first. I said it.
You did. I wouldn't have guessed Robert unless you said it was either one.
I hate you.
What did Sarah get Joel for his birthday? A book? A watch, a bracelet, or a jumper?
A watch.
Yep. Yep, we got it right. What are Joel and Tess's originally... Nope. What are Joel and Tess originally supposed to deliver to Ellie to? The Grand Liberty, the Royal Theatre, the Council House, the Capitol Building.
The Capitol Building.
Yep. 2 points. Okay, last Yay. One. How many doctors must you kill at the end of the game before saving Ellie?
Wow, that's real big spoiler territory.
One or three. I'm assuming if you're watching, maybe we should put like a spoiler alert in the beginning, but don't listen to this if you haven't played The Last of Us.
I mean, I'm going to put in the title Last of Us spoiler cast. So if you don't listen to that, that's your fault.
Okay, ready? Four, two, one, or three.
How many doctors end of the game.
Must you kill at the end of the game?
I feel like that's a trick question. You don't need to kill any, but I guess one?
Yeah, one, right? Yeah. Because you stab someone in the neck before you take her.
Yeah, so that's not true. You could literally, and I know this for a fact because I was watching a review where they explained something for The Last of Us 2, and this is not spoiler for that. But they were like, oh yeah, at the end of the game, did you end up killing the doctor? And they're like, no, I actually didn't kill the doctor. And they're like, yeah, I just walked up. If you walk closer to him, he'll back up in fear. So you don't need to kill the doctor. That question's wrong. And to be honest, I don't think I killed the doctor either, now that I'm thinking about it.
I think I killed the doctor. I know I killed the doctor.
I don't think I killed him.
Well, now I feel like a bad person.
Well, you are always a bad person. But yeah, I guess so one, but really zero. I stopped keeping track.
I'm pretty sure I won, so.
No, I'm pretty sure I won because I didn't mark like two questions on there that I got right.
No, I think I won.
Ugh, you're such a sore loser.
Okay, what's next? Let's move on to yours.
All right. How well did this quiz, first off, I'm going to ask my question from IMDb, and then I'm going to switch to a real quiz because there's just one question I like in here. All right. Who uses the word fuck more in the game?
Ellie.
And wait, let me finish. And how many times do they say it? And Sophia, I will give you a little bit of leeway. If you guess within, let's say, five numbers from the actual answer, I will give you the point.
Ellie, 42 okay. times.
You are off by 11 times. She says it 53 times.
Oh, I went too low.
And the word itself is said in the game 143 times total.
You know what? If I was stuck in an apocalypse, I would definitely be saying fuck 100 plus times.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so now into the real quiz. So Joel and Ellie meet these guys in Pittsburgh. What was the younger brother's name? Was it Sam, Tom, Henry, or Danny? I mean, David.
Wasn't it Sam?
Is that your final answer?
Wait, is that one of the options?
Yeah, I said Sam.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's Sam. It's Sam.
You are correct. It is Sam. And then, well, maybe in all that, wait. Okay, so this is a quote by Ellie. You have to finish it. Ready? Okay. Well, maybe in all that research, they turned into fucking blank. And it's animals, clickers, monkeys, dogs.
Monkeys.
You are correct. Let me see. Ooh, yeah, monkeys.
Oh, yeah, monkeys. My brain's like a steel trap.
How many years have passed since the outbreak when we catch up with Joel?
Are there 10? Options?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was just trying to like think my own answer there. Is it 10, 20, 15 years, or 18 years?
Damn, is it the 10 or 15?
This one's a hard one.
15.
20.
What? That many?
That's crazy. He did not look that much older from the first part of the game.
I wasn't not but, even him because he's got gray hair and stuff, but Tommy does not look changed at all. And he would have to be like in his late 40s.
Oh, I don't even remember. Well, no, isn't Joel older?
Yeah, Joel, but exactly, Joel would have to be in his like late 50s.
No, I would think he would be like, he could be like in his early to mid 20s. No, I would say mid 20s. Oh, wait, no, because his daughter was a grown girl.
Yeah, his daughter was 13. So
say
he was like 30, 34, 35, and he had her super young at like 19. She was 13, right, his daughter?
Yeah.
So say, yes. Okay, so say she was like 33. That would make him 53.
Wowie, that's a tough 53-year-old man.
Yeah, he doesn't act like he's 53.
I know. He acts like he's in his 30s.
Okay, let's move on.
Even though he has gray hair, but like, you know.
He does, but I just thought that was stress-related.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay, what's the next one?
All right, where did Joel land on the metal beam? Boston, Pittsburgh, Colorado, Salt Lake City.
Damn, I don't remember. Salt Lake City.
I think I'm gonna say the same.
Wait. Because they were talking about the team. Can I have the options again? I want to guess again.
I clicked the button and the question disappeared. So I don't know.
Was it Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh was in there, but it was not Pittsburgh.
What was it?
I forget what it was, but it wasn't Salt Lake City and it wasn't Pittsburgh.
Because they were talking about the team, because he was like, oh, I was whatever the team was, like the mascot, whatever, and they were talking about it. Okay, move on.
How did Joel end up alone in the basement? The floor collapsed, he fell down a shaft, he was pushed down by raiders, he was swept down by flooding.
He fell down the elevator shaft.
Yeah, he was. Let me see. Yep. Correct. All right. In The Last of Us DLC, what was the name of Ellie's friend?
Riley.
Yeah. So I guess our question overlapped. Okay. How many stages are there to the quadriceps brain infection? Are there 3, 6, 5, or 4?
Well, that depends. Does the initial being bitten count or as a stage?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so then there's the runners, the one in between the runners and the clickers in the basement. The clickers, the one where it's really big and explodes stuff. Is there 4 as an option?
Yep, 4 is the option.
Okay, I'm going with 4.
Yep.
Oh, correct. Wait, no. Oh, I'll
yeah, you're it. Correct. What football jersey was Sarah wearing in the photo Joel kept in his pocket? Argentina, Spain, Brazil, or the USA? I think I remember this answer.
Can you tell me? I have got no idea.
No, you guess first.
USA.
I think she was wearing Argentina. Yep, Argentina.
God damn it.
That was a good one. I'm surprised I even remembered that one. Oh, this one's a good one. How did David eventually die? So, shot by Joel, stabbed by Ellie, burned in the fire, eaten by clickers.
Damn, was it a shot? I think she stabbed him. She stabbed him. I'm pretty sure she stabbed him.
Yeah, she stabbed him. She, like, Joel, like, walked in as she went insane on his ass. Okay, this is the last question. What button do you have to hold to go into listen mode? L3, R3, L2, R2.
What's L3? It's L2, right?
It is.
I don't remember what the trigger, whatever the trigger is.
R2. Yep, it's R2.
Oh, it was on the left. I don't know. I don't remember. I should have picked up my controller.
When you complete the game, it gives you a gif of Joel weirdly happy and shaking his head up and down. Yes. Like, yeah. Yeah. That's funny. I like that. I like stuff like that. It's stupid. All right, Sophia. So, why don't we get into a different segment where we just talk about the game in general?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we'll see you shortly. Okay, we're back, Sophia.
Oh, I was gonna drink my water. Can we be back in a minute?
No. We're starting now. Take your sip of water right now.
Done.
All right. So, Sophia, The Last of Us. What do you feel about it? Tell me your thoughts, your feelings. So,
this is a game I've been wanting to play for years, obviously, but I never could because I didn't have a PlayStation. And then I got PS Now, and it's on there. So I played it through in, I think overall, it took me 3 days. But there were like there was time in between because I forgot to play it. And then Chris texted me and was like, oh, I'm almost done.
I beat it.
Like, oh yeah, I forgot about that game.
You trash.
I know. But
are you going to give us more? Yeah, I was like, are you going to give us more info?
Because you just said it like you were going to add something. You didn't.
No.
I really liked it. There were some issues. You know what? I think the thing is, I didn't get the hang of the gameplay, like mechanics, until literally the end. But then by then I was so good at it, I just breezed through the rest. So I think I would like to replay understanding the game mechanics more on a harder level. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Zam, you know, I had such a problem finishing the game, the last part. I guess since we could do spoilers, it doesn't matter, but the last part where you're like trying to save Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
And like all those military dudes are coming in and be like, kill him, kill him, kill him. And you're just like, no, I'm just a poor old man who wants to save a young girl. And then you shoot him in the face. I kept dying at that part.
Really? I don't remember it being that difficult.
I kept dying all the time. I don't know if it's because I was low on ammo or if it was because they strategically like came in a weird angle, or like even just the area that I was taking shelter. I kept trying to stay in this one little area just so I can keep my eyes on both, like basically all around me.
That was your mistake. You gotta just sneak around. You can't stay in one area or they know where you are. You gotta sneak around and go around the back and then like stab them.
Well, I was doing a good job because I was staying in that area, and then because like the thing is, I'll kill them, and then when they drop ammo, I'd run over there, grab the ammo before like another wave of enemies come. And then I'll run back to my area. Mm-hmm. But and I was doing pretty good. Like, I was using arrows to take anybody out who walked by me, so nobody was really actually, like, hearing me. It wasn't until, like, the last wave of bad guys that came in that I kept dying, which was making it even more frustrating because I was like, it's not even like I'm dying in the beginning of this sequence. I'm dying towards the end, and I have to keep redoing what I just did every single time. So I would keep dying then, and it's like, at that point, the last wave of enemies come in, and they're all strapped with guns. And I'm literally, like, I try to move out of the area because at that point they know where I am. But for some reason, just the cover that I need was never available to me, and I just kept getting shot to death.
Yeah, but, I didn't find it that hard, but I was playing on easy mode, to be fair, because...
Oh, true. Yeah, I was playing on normal mode.
So that probably was a big difference. But
yeah,
I did keep running out of ammo, but then I would like find one more bullet and I'd be like, all right, I'll just save this.
I think
the hard part was before that when you had to sneak through all of the infected underground.
Mm-hmm.
Because everywhere I turned, like, I found this, like, side place, and I went in to get ammo. And then I wasn't being sneaky, because I just thought, oh, it's like a little side door with lockers. And then Ellie was like, shh, be quick. And I was like, oh, why do I have to be quick? And I turned around. Oh, my God, I was so scared. There was, like, 50. It was, like, I didn't realize there was a hallway behind me. And there was just a long line of runners, like, not realizing I was there and I could have died at that moment. I was like, oh my God, I almost died. I don't have enough ammo for this. And then I just looked and then I just turned around and left. I was like, I'm not killing. There might have been something down there. I don't know, because I did not go down that hallway. I just snuck around. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'd rather take the big guy outside.
There's actually a sequence similar to that. There's actually a sequence similar to that in Last of Us 2, but instead, Dina's the one telling Ellie, hey, like, be careful to your left, and then you look to your left, and then they see you immediately, and then you have to run like crazy, and you're being chased by like 12, 13 clickers.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That is also, that is a really weird decision they made, where in the end, it wasn't the zombies that you were fighting.
It was yourself.
It wasn't. It was the other humans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the ending wasn't about the zombies at all.
Well, you gotta think about it. At this point, it's 20 years after the zombie apocalypse. Like, people aren't mainly focused about the zombies. They're mainly focused about everything else. Because, like, they know how to take them out at that point.
It's supposed to be a zombie game. And usually, you know, a zombie game, you'd think that the ending would be you fighting a bunch of zombies. And that isn't a thing. But it's not, you don't even fight a bunch of zombies going in, because you're mostly sneaking around them. And then you drown, and then you fight all the men. So the ending wasn't about the zombies, it was about the men you were fighting to save Ellie. Which, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, the humans are the real monsters kind of thing.
Well, Sophia, I hate to disappoint you, but that's basically what you're doing in the new game.
That's okay, because you know what? I'm really scared of zombies, so I'd rather fight
them. Don't get me wrong. The zombie sequences are pretty dark and creepy, but that's not your goal at the end of this whole thing.
I'm happy about that. I would rather fight them. I don't want to fight zombies. They scare me, because you know what? You can't hide from a zombie. You can hide from a man and just, like, throw stuff so that they...
I think they're less scary because they're constantly talking to their partners too, as opposed to like the clickers. And you're just like, one could just sneak up in front of me and just like you.
And it's like, especially when you're trying to switch guns while like a clicker is running at you, you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. At least with like people, you can just hide behind a wall and switch guns and do whatever the heck you want, and they don't even notice.
Oh yeah, for sure. I agree with you.
Okay, so maybe we should move on to talking about what we liked and what we disliked
specifically about the first game. Where do you want to start, though?
I would like to start, because we already had a pretty in-depth discussion about this, about the gameplay mechanics and what we disliked about that.
Oh, okay. So if I remember correctly, there wasn't too much we hated about the gameplay mechanics, but there were like some little fine-tuning things that we think that they could afford to take into account.
One of them was a map. We needed a map or some sort of like arrow to point you where. There are so many times, and especially very annoying when you go into a place and there's a huge area where you're supposed to sneak through because people are shooting at you or whatever you need to do, but then you don't know what way to sneak. So you're sneaking, and then you think you've done it, and then you realize that you're in the wrong area because it just ends at a dead end. You're like, well, now I have to sneak through all the way the other side to go the different direction. When I've already snuck through, it's just so annoying.
Yeah, for sure. I will say they did have maps in that game, but they weren't like a video game map. They were literally a piece of paper you could pull out and look at. But it didn't tell you, like, where you were in proximity to the map. It didn't tell you where you needed to go. Like, they didn't have a waypoint on there for you. It was literally just, like, a schematic of the area. Which, it's alright. But I didn't bother look. I collected them, but I didn't bother, like, using them. Because I knew that I would have no way to realize, like, have any concept of where I am.
And there was a lot of times where I was stuck in a room wandering around because I had no idea where the exit was. So I was just like, I'm in a big room and I don't know how to leave it. And then it ended up being like, oh, you had to pick up something from like one side and bring it to the other side. Or like, oh, you had to go back the way you came or whatever it was. It doesn't even need to be a line or a mini map or whatever. Just like an arrow on the wall Because you can make it aesthetically pleasing. You can have it like, oh, it's graffiti, but actually it's telling you where you need to go, that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I could tell you right now off the bat, they don't really take that map concept into the new game. Mm-hmm. They do have a map of the city that you're in, but it's only for, like, the overall city and not for, like, you know, like, buildings and, like, rooms and stuff like that. It's just like, oh, you went to this building. Like, it was nice because they, like, would cross it off as you visited that building so you know that you went there. But, like, once you're in a building or once you're in a more story-based area, the map doesn't really apply to that area, you know?
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, but that also being said, those puzzles and stuff, I feel, had, like, were toned down in this game. They added a rope mechanic.
Oh, excuse me.
I am always tired. This is a problem.
You just made me yawn, too. This is great podcasting.
But anyway, they added a rope mechanic, so you could literally, like, you'll find rope or wire or something laying around in the environment, and you could use it to swing or climb or maneuver your way around maybe a locked door or a gap or something, which I thought was more interesting. They also toned down that whole, like, oh, you need to find a ladder and walk it over here. I think if I did it, I did it maybe once or twice, but I don't even remember doing it. The one thing that they still use is, like, the dumpsters where you have to, like, climb on top of them or move them. Like, I'm pretty sure there was this one point where it's like I couldn't figure out how to keep this door open because whenever I'd pull the chain, it would like you know, go up. But then when I let go of the chain, it would fall immediately back down. So you were supposed to put – you need to put a dumpster on the top of a ramp, run over to the chain.
Oh, my God. That's so annoying.
And then as you, like, open the door, the dumpster would land on the – like, underneath the door, and then you drop it, and it won't close all the way. You know?
Okay, so I guess we see a little bit of improvement, but also a little bit of not improvement there.
Yeah, I was actually kind of stupid because, like, that was the first and only time I had to look up, like, a walkthrough to figure out what the hell I was doing wrong. And they're like, oh, just roll the dumpster on top of this little ramp. And I was like, really?
For any game where you look it up and it's so obvious, though, you're just like, oh, I'm so stupid. Like,
yeah, that was the first and only time I actually looked up a walkthrough and I felt like the biggest dingus ever. But yeah, I think mechanics that wise, they toned certain things down. They made the environment, Sophia, they made the environment so gorgeous. Just so gorgeous. I feel like this is like skipping into graphics, so I'll hold that for a second. But yeah, it's just this game is really aesthetically pleasing. And since we're on topic of gameplay, why don't I tell you what I feel about the arrow mechanic that we both complained about in the first game.
I think I used the arrows like maybe twice the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And I think the first time was when I first got it, shot one person and tried to keep using it and realized that I couldn't aim for my life. And then the next time was literally in the underground area because it was the only thing I had to shoot things that didn't make noise. And I swear to God, I'd shoot like 10 arrows and one of them would land. So I was like, that was it. So I'm not great at that.
Yeah. So I probably used it just as much as you. And the main time I used it was during the end game when I, like I just said recently, where like I was trying to pick people off one by one. But this game has upgraded their arrow shooting and it feels a lot more natural. And it basically, it just feels like, I told you it needs to be like Tomb Raider, and that's basically what they did. They figured it out. They really did a good job with their arrow shooting. You get two different types of arrows, and bows. You can get a regular standard bow, and then later on in the game, you can get an automatic bow, one that just, you don't have to pull it back. You just click a button, and it goes flying, you know?
Okay.
A crossbow. There you go. Sorry. Couldn't think
about
the
word.
It was
like an automatic bow.
And there's one thing that confused me about gameplay with arrows. Like, in the beginning, you're able to craft your own arrows. and then something happens in the middle of the game, and then you're no longer able to craft your arrows anymore, which I found was really stupid, and it basically left me not wanting to use my bow anymore. So, unless obviously like I found something, but you know, it feels a lot better. I used it a hell of a lot more in this game than last game, so that is something that they definitely perfected, and I enjoyed how that felt.
Nice. Okay, I'm glad they fixed that.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us more about graphics? Because I think from what
Well, tell me, what do you think about the game's the first game's graphics? Because then we'll lead into the second game.
Yeah, for the first one, I thought it was fine, especially for when it came from. Like, they still hold up tremendously. The characters look really good. The settings looked good, but you could tell where it was kind of like, oh, just put a bunch of stuff in front of this so that we don't have to draw it. And there was a lot of, like, you know, just like the rooms that was just like two boxes in them and that's it, and you could tell you weren't supposed to interact with the boxes, because I think we were talking about that as we play, where like we were in like an office and it was like just there's like two desks in there and that's it, and that's the office, and you were like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's where it suffered a little bit, but again, I guess that's limitation to the hardware they were working with back when on the PS3. It would have been nice, though, and I guess you can't really do this. It's not like, I don't know if you remember, because the transition was years ago, but they did a transition when the PS3 going into the PS4 came out for, like, Call of Duty games, where they drastically changed environments between the PS3 and PS4, where, like, things were completely detailed in, like, the PS4 version. But then if you looked at the PS3 version of that same game, there were like not even half as many assets and stuff in there. Like, it looked like a completely different game at certain points. I wish I had like a specific game video to reference to you so you could look at it later. But I think IGN did like a comparison video between whatever Call of Duty came out during both generations. And I was hoping they would do something similar to that with the PS4 version, even though it's technically just a remastered, where they just like added a little bit more, you know, polish and livelihood. It just make the environment seem more lived in, you know.
And did they do that in part two?
Part two. So yes, they definitely did. The one thing I actually enjoyed the most about the environments, were the notes. You know how like characters leave notes throughout the game?
Mm-hmm.
These notes were so well crafted and like really made you feel like you were there. I remember at one point I got into an apartment and I broke through the apartment and I found a note laying down there. And it was basically like a note passed between neighbors, just like checking in on each other, like during the apocalypse. Yeah, like it was like you could tell one person wrote in one ink, one person wrote in the other ink, and they would like I guess the idea was like they were sliding it into each other's like doors during all the craziness, and they're like, "Hey, notice that you didn't evacuate the city like everybody else. Like, what's up?" And then the one neighbor's like, "Oh, my mom's sick. Like, I can't afford to like bring her like through all this. I just have to stay here and take care of her." And the other person's like, "Oh, like." I completely understand. I don't want to leave either. I have this, that, and the third going on. And then they're talking about barbecues. They're talking about like how they go upstairs and like cook on the barbecue every once in a while. And then towards the end of the note, it's like, "Hi, these people saw us while we were barbecuing yesterday. We have to evacuate. We're leaving now. If you need anything, if you need any supplies, I put some extra supplies in our safe, and the code is our two apartment numbers together."
Aww.
So that's how you get a code. Like, you get a code later, and you get that whole. Yeah, it's like it's a lot of world building that you don't see, but you read, and it's like I was genuinely interested in reading each and every piece of paper that I found, which was nice.
Because
the first game, I was not as inclined to do that.
I was going to say the first game, like if I found them, I'd pick them up, but I wasn't like searching. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, oh, yeah. I didn't find a note in this house. Like, I need to find it. I was more like, oh. And sometimes I didn't even read them. I just picked them up. I was like, nah, that's too much text. I'll just forget it.
Yeah, no, they did a good job with that. It really made, like, areas I went to, like, I would look around and be like, oh, okay, so, like, this family lived here. Everything was, like, because you have to take into account The Last of Us, I guess now we know, took place 20 years after the first, like, the actual outbreak. And then The Last of Us 2 is another 4 or 5 years after that. And you could really tell in these environments that, like, time has passed and, like, you know, not only is grass growing crazy, but, like, it's nature's consuming houses. Like, things are, like, naturally breaking down because humans aren't there to give it maintenance. And it's you could really tell that, like, this is, like, the end of time. Like, everything's just going to crap. And graphics-wise, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The animations look great. Their motion capture for the face facial animations are great. Side note, I also found a YouTube video where Dina, do you know the name of the characters yet, Sophia?
No.
All right. So Dina is your first partner throughout the game.
I know who she is because she's voiced by someone I like.
Okay. So the girl who face captured for Dina, so she doesn't voice her. She's literally just like the model they used. She like reacts to like the one of the trailers on YouTube, and it's so funny because like there's a moment where Dina like smirks in a certain way, and she looks at the camera and pauses it like in the video, and she goes, "This is what's really weird is that there's like they motion capture me, and then like they animate you a certain way, and it doesn't look like a face you would make, like you as a person." She's like, "I don't make this face. Like when I smile, I don't like when I smirk, I don't look like that." So it's weird how it looks like me, but it doesn't look like me at the same time, which I thought was really interesting. Because I guess they do a basic capture, and then they, like, just animate the captured face. You know?
Yeah, I'm watching the video now.
Oh, you pulled it up?
I think so. I was like, yeah, she looks so different, though. That's great. Oh, why didn't they want her to voice her?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because she's a model and they probably had a contract with the girl who, like you said, the girl who voices her is a known person. So
much. She's in Westworld and she did really good.
Yeah. So she, but yeah, she's like, oh, it's weird. Like looking at myself. Cause like, I don't make that face. But yeah, I think graphics wise, this is probably the best PS4 looking game ever. It just
ever damn
yeah well I said for PS4 yeah but also no, I but also I will say this is probably my top like the sequel that is my top favorite game at least the top two
because okay the thing about The Last of Us 2 this isn't going into spoilers but I have you texting me about it I'm gonna have another girl texting me about it who was my flatmate and she
absolutely hated it.
She because I have you wanting me to play it because it's so good and you loved it, and then I have her wanting me to play it because it's so bad and she wants me to like witness it. Let me find. She said, "I quote, yeah, I'm gonna need you to finish to watch or play The Last of Us because one, I couldn't finish it, and two, I'm really mad. Like, who the fuck are they hiring to write that shit? Please take their jobs." And I said, my friend's going to let me borrow his PS4. He loved it. And she said, I would like your friend to tell me how. That's like still loving your child after they tell you they're a Tory. A Tory is
they're a
Republican.
A what?
A Republican.
Oh, that's horrible. You wouldn't love your child even if they had different views as you. That's a horrible opinion.
Would you love your child if they were Republican?
I would love my child no matter what. I wouldn't agree with what they think. Homophobic? Huh?
What if they were homophobic? That's Republican.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
My aunt is a Republican political lesbian.
Let's not get into it.
Anyway, what was I going to say? So I loved it because it took risks. Can I say words? Risks?
Risks.
And I, when I play a game, I feel like we're conditioned to to, like, even though we don't know the plot of the story, like, once we see where the story's going, we're like, all right, they're gonna get to this place, things aren't gonna look like they're going in their favor, they're gonna have to fight some people, and then eventually they'll have to figure out their next move. Like, I was never predicting or having an idea what they were gonna do next, and I like that feeling where I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm just like, oh, something, like, there were points in the game where I'm sitting there and I'm like, something's bad. And nothing happened. And it's because I'm just constantly expecting, like shit to hit the fan, you know? Like it just...
I feel like that's how I was the first game as well, where I was like, I think, again, it was the beginning versus the end for me. The beginning, I was literally on the edge of my seat all the time because I was like, the zombie's gonna attack. Oh my God, I'm not ready. Like, the zombies are gonna attack. But then I kind of got into the formula near the end, and then I got much more relaxed with it because I was like, all right, I know that this is the time we have to, like, walk around and gather supplies. And now I know that this time is when the zombies are gonna hit, and this time is when the people are gonna attack, like that sort of thing.
Uh huh. Well, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. I'm thinking about you. I feel like you might not like it because you
like story.
Well, I think the story was great, and I liked what they did there, but I feel like you like a specific type of setup and the way things work out and whatnot. This game takes so many liberties and so many risks that, like, I could see you being like, I think they were just trying the most, and they were like, oh, let's just do everything that nobody would expect, as opposed to doing one or two things that nobody expect, you know?
Yeah, I feel like thing is, I do like a story that does that, but it needs to make sense. I feel like I just need to play it, you know? It's not, I can't make sense of how I'm gonna react without playing it. I already know one spoiler because of the internet.
Oh, I thought it was because I told you.
You probably told me as well. But I feel like I knew because I feel like... because you warned me because that's the thing, right, that I'm worried about. Because it was apparently so graphic that you texted me to warn me.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't need that warning, though.
Yeah, I will not explain it. I'm not going to spoil it here, but I had to text her how there was a couple hours into only 2 hours into the game, there was something really graphic going on. And I was just like, Sophia, when that happened, my heart sank into my butt. like, I kid you not. Like, I had, like, it was weird. It was like I was watching a relative, like, freaking out, you know? And what's the best way to put it? I had to pause the game. I had to take a couple deep breaths. I went downstairs. I got a drink because I was like, I need a drink for this. And I stayed downstairs for another 15, 20 minutes, had a couple sips of my drink. And then I was like, all right, now I'm ready to deal with this. Walked back up, sat in my bed, clicked play, and then continued. I literally had to take a mental break because I was just so... Also, the thing I explained to you also was one of the first liberties they took when writing this game. So I wasn't expecting the story to go crazy like that.
There's that bit, and there's also another bit that I know is really graphic, and I only know because I follow Laura Bailey, who is in that scene, and she had to tweet about it because so many people were talking about it and spreading rumors it was getting out of control. So she had to be like, nope, we did this, and like, I was part of it, I knew, and whatever. I can't say much because obviously people, not everyone's seen that tweet, but I know that that scene's also coming because she had to tweet about it. So I feel like I would have been completely shocked and mad going into it and not knowing these scenes were going to happen. But because I am now prepared, I feel like I'll enjoy it better because I'll know and I'll be mentally prepared for that stuff to happen.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me what tweet you talked about so we could talk about it later. Yeah. I think it could go either way for you. Like, you might either be like, oh, wow, like, I could see it coming down to is... You're not the biggest fan of the story, but you could appreciate what they were trying to do. You know?
Yeah, I definitely think that that's how it's gonna happen, because I feel like that's kind of how I'm feeling now, where I'm like, that wasn't a good choice, but I understand why they made that choice for a couple things that I know are gonna happen.
Yeah, because I for sure, when I finished the game, I was literally like, that's it, that's how it ended, I don't like that, how could they do that, oh my god. And then like I sat there and I was like, no, I enjoyed this experience, I enjoyed the game, it kept me on my toes, and a game is an experience, and if you enjoy that experience, then it should be considered a good game. No,
I feel like for this game, both the first one and the second one, they definitely capitalize on the idea that video games should be art.
Yeah,
that is something I 100% agree with. I feel like a lot of video games don't take that into account and just try to make kind of bland or
fun little clicky game
games. Yeah, where it's just, not a lot of them realize that they're telling a story and the story can say something. The Last of Us, I mean, we already talked about it already, but The Last of Us, the idea is that obviously people are the monsters kind of thing, where as soon as society kind of collapses, people do good things and people do bad things. And that's why you're fighting the people most of the time and not the zombies. And I really like that idea, obviously. I think, you know what? The choices they made are still to show that idea, right? And to make it art. So I can't argue with it, but I think I'm just going to have to play it.
Yeah. I will say this game is a lot edgier than the last game. So, like, there's no current, like, soft moments where you're just like, aw. Like, and even when you do get something similar to that, what happened?
Those are the bits I liked, though, about the first one.
Well, here's the thing. Even when you get something similar to that, you still have that overwhelming anxiety as, like, thinking something bad's going to happen at this moment because things look like they're turning up for a second, you know? And I think they did a really good job. Huh?
It's going to push me to my limits, this game, because it's literally everything I like about video games and everything I don't like about video games in one game.
Yeah. It's really something. I don't know. I sat and, like, it's so weird because I cry so easily, whether it's a video game, a movie, or what. I never cried throughout this game because I was so mentally challenged. Not mentally challenged. mentally drained, let's say. I'm just being thrown for such a loop that, like, my brain is still, like, my brain was processing that all night. Like, I started writing that script that night or the night after, because I was like, I need to get my thoughts out on this and for the review, that is. And it just, it really does push you to your limits. And I could see why people don't like it. I actually sat either the day after, the day of, and watched a journalist named Alana Pierce. She runs a YouTube channel, but she's also worked for IGN and she's now working with Funhouse and stuff like that. But she did a debate type of style thing via Zoom call, where she had other journalists, some that gave the game a 10 and then some that gave the game a 5. And she's actually said, first off, she didn't want to review it officially because she's friends with Troy Baker. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want to be biased. And she's like, even though I think in my head I could probably write this unbiased opinion, I don't want to write a review just out of respect for my relationships with the people involved. So I respected the hell out of that because I was like, you know what? You're true. I agree with that. But she was like, in the beginning, she's like, this is actually interesting because I would say if I had to give myself a number, I would give it like a 7. So I'm sitting right in the middle between all of you. So this is nice that she's moderating these two people debating on how this game went and how people feel about it. So it was really interesting to see the ideas of the people who have given the game a 5 compared to the people that gave the game a 10. And, like, there's some things that make sense. Again, without going to spoilers, like, people were just like, how can someone have so much anger over something that happened in the game? And people were like, well, that's the point. Like, you're supposed to... if you saw this specific thing happen, wouldn't you be fueled by anger? And they're like, yeah, but not enough to do this specific action more than twice, or more than once. And they're like, we don't know what.
We're getting quite close to spoiler territory.
Yeah, we are. I'll leave it at that. They challenged each other a lot, and a lot of them made good points. The people that rated it 5 made a good point, had me thinking after I wrote my review, and I wasn't going to change my review, but it was like, oh, I could see how people wouldn't like that. And the people that wrote the 10, I was like, actually, that's specifically what I mentioned in my review and why I liked it. So it's really, this is one of those things where it's like, is the glass half full, half empty, and how you look at the game as a project in a whole. If you are, you know, not
what, but that's, isn't it, like, that is how, like, people are going to react to it differently.
Oh, so of course, like, of course,
that way. I think I'm gonna, because we're getting to 55 minutes,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm gonna ask our final question to end us. In the Last of Us Part One, Joel mm-hmm. makes the decision to take Ellie out and lie to her. What decision would you have made in that scenario?
Okay, so we have to first frame this into context. So this whole journey took place almost a full year, correct?
Yeah,
full yeah, season. It was 4 seasons, so almost a full year, even if they don't acknowledge that a year has passed. He traveled with her, he got to know her, he got to basically... He built a bond to her, and he hasn't had a bond to a younger child since his daughter. I understand that. I really understand that. And again, and I will reference this, and this is not spoiler towards the new game, but it's kind of like just a background information that they show you a conversation the doctor has with the girl. What's the girl that they brought? Marlene? Is that her name?
Yeah.
This doesn't have to do with plot, part two plot, but like they even showed the conversation that had prior to telling Joel what was going on. And even she was like, I can't do that to her, and I can't do that to Joel. So she was like, before she okayed it and all, she was literally like, I need to tell Joel. And they're like, why tell him? He's not her father. She's like, he has a connection to her. He traveled across the whole country with her. He has the right to know. This is someone he built a connection with. And I was like, oh, Marlene, you're making this even harder for me to be like, oh, Joel made a bad decision, because you're actually supporting his bad decision up until the very last moment. So if I had to make this choice, I'm a quick question to preface it. In this position, it's the same relationship I would have to Ellie, to this other to Ellie that Joel has, right? It doesn't have to be my child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think I would leave her, to be honest.
Damn, that's cold hearted.
I know, but here's the thing: I feel like they brushed upon if it would be guaranteed that they can make a cure or not, but they didn't like hit it home by confirming, yeah, we'll definitely have a cure if this goes well. So I would probably ask some follow-up questions before I made the decision that I make. Like, is this like I would literally be like, is this a guaranteed cure? Like, if she goes, is everyone going to have a brighter future? And if they don't give me a solid answer, then I might go the opposite way, you know? Because like,
yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm telling you, towards the end of that game, they don't confirm if it's going to be 100% a cure. They just said this is the best way to get the information we need. So if that's the case, I would take her. I would do exactly the same. But if they confirmed, yeah, there's definitely going to be a cure if we do this, I would be like, all right, do it.
You know? So here's the thing. Literally, when I was texting you, I was like, oh, I would let her die, like, easily. Because that means that every death from that point on is on your shoulders. From the clickers, from zombies, from this continuing, like, it's on your shoulders 100%. But then I thought about it, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how are they going to get those vaccines to everybody in the state that they're in? Like, the fireflies are almost gone. Every single, like, town thing is on the verge of collapse. they can't even get food and supplies between each other properly. And also, even if they had a vaccine, that's not going to stop people from being eaten by zombies, from being killed, because it's just if you bite and then you get away. But how rare, like, that happens very rarely when someone's bitten and gets away. And I'm just thinking, even if, so they kill Ellie, they get a vaccine ready. How are they going to produce these vaccines? How are they going to test these vaccines? I mean, take coronavirus, right? Like, how quick are they getting vaccines? It takes... So, you know what? I don't think there was ever going to be a vaccine. Like, in the beginning, I would have been like, how, even if vaccines can somehow be made and somehow all of the supplies to make these vaccines, how is it gonna, how is this gonna happen? Like, that society's done at this point. Society is done.
I think it's more of a future, like a guaranteed future situation. Like, when you're immune and you, like, you have offspring, like, you don't have to worry about it in the future for your children.
But they're still gonna get killed by zombies. It's just they're not gonna turn into a zombie.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a future proof thing. Like, eventually, and it would take 50, 100 years for it to actually turn into that. But in the future, every human would eventually get vaccinated or have an offspring that is immune. And then as you're killing more clickers, it's going to slow down the rate of conversion in zombies. So this isn't like an action that, like, oh, 3 weeks later, everything's going to be great. This is something that you would have to take into account.
That they can make these vaccines and get the information out there that there's a vaccine, right? But that's shown to be impossible. They can't even get a girl from one side of the country to the other without everybody, all the stops in between being destroyed. Like, though, where they were, the Fireflies was literally their last place to go because they are collapsing. They don't have the resources to make a vaccine and get it out there. They don't even have the resources to get one child from one place to the other, let alone loads and loads of vaccines.
I don't know. I think it's more of a long plan, and I feel like they would be able to figure it out. I feel like finding a vaccine is the hardest thing in the situation, and it's harder than finding a way to travel. You know, I'm sure if they put enough resources together, they find another car, like, or they steal something else from someone, or even if they went to those people who are attacking you, like, for your resources, and they walked up to them and went, hey guys, we have a vaccine. We'll give you, every single person in this area, a vaccine if you guys get us the supplies. And then they just, they people aren't going to say no to a vaccine to make sure they're not a zombie. You know? Like, even if they were bad guys or are. Like, if you're telling me, if I'm like a killer and you're telling me, well, I hope I'm not a killer. But if you're telling me, like, oh, like, I just need to get you the supplies you need and I don't have to worry about turning into a zombie. Sure. You know, I feel like that's something that would unify the everywhere as they found out.
I feel like that would be a really interesting video game to play. Not The Last of Us, but to play in a time where it's, you know, 20 years, 30 years after a zombie apocalypse. And your goal is to get as many vaccines out as possible in a climate similar to The Last of Us, where everyone's against you. I think that would be a really good game.
You know what that kind of sounds like? That kind of sounds like Death Stranding.
I've never played it. Should I play it?
Death Stranding is like a delivery game. Like, you're literally, it's the end of the world, it's an apocalypse, and you have to, like, deliver resources and supplies for other clients around the world and, like, avoid, like, demons as opposed to zombies.
Yeah. See? Yeah. I'm a genius. I just thought of that.
Give me your rounded thought of what you would say. So would you do it or would you not do it?
Okay, so yeah, after thinking about it, I would. The thing is, I wouldn't have even been in that situation because I would have straight up been like, well, even if she is the cure, like, how the hell are you going to get a cure around the world where you can't even get a little girl around the world? But if I was in Joel's situation, thinking about it, I would have done what he did because...
Oh, okay.
But not because I have a connection to Ellie. Like, there's no...
No, because you're a piece of crap.
I'm just no. literally like, how are you going to get a vaccine to anybody when you can't even get a little girl anywhere? Like, come on.
So you wouldn't feel any remorse about Ellie. It's just, oh, I don't think that's feasible, and I don't think anybody should die about it over yeah. it. Your feelings towards Ellie mean nothing.
Yep, exactly.
Wow, because you're kind of a piece of crap.
Was literally as it was happening, I texted you. I was like, I would let her die to save the world.
But you're then a piece of crap.
They save the world.
I think if anybody wants a podcasting side gig, let me know, because we're going to be auditioning people to replace Sophia.
I thought you were going to be like, because I want to continue this podcast and talk about The Last of Us without Sophia.
I mean, like, I thought you were just going to
be a separate podcast. You're like,
no, no, we're just getting rid of you for all our future podcasts.
And you would let her die.
I would let her die depending on the situation.
Okay.
But again, if they confirm that it's a for sure cure, then yeah. If they're saying that, oh, it's like a 50% chance, I'd be like, no, screw you.
That's the thing, right? Because it doesn't sound like you can make a vaccine. Because they were like, oh, we don't actually know what's causing it. We need her brain to figure out what's causing it. So yeah, well, it's like, well, hold on. What if you, like, take her brain and then realize that you needed her brain working for that or something? It doesn't look like they
What if you needed to do blood work and you just killed her and yeah, now you just have a sack of blood that's going to...
Don't have the technology to look, like, microscopically into her brain. Like, you saw what they had. They had nothing. the type of technology you need to figure out on, like, a... I'm assuming it's, like, on a DNA level, right, of, like... what's going on. They straight up don't have that. You can see the microscopes. They had like middle school microscopes from a science class. Like, you know, what are you going to do with that? Like, you don't. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I feel like, I like a good way to end. Yeah, I think we got our thoughts. I feel like I talked a lot more about The Last of Us 2 than I intended. But,
yeah, we didn't mean to do that. But I think we didn't spoil it. And you know what? I think a lot of people need that graphic alert, because I did. And I think a lot of people going into it knowing will like it more.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, you'll be picking it up in a day or two to play. So yeah. You're going to experience it yourself. I hope you at least fall in the middle. I hope you're not one of the people that hate it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Anyway, if you guys like this episode of our podcast, feel free to leave us a review on the service you're listening it on. Feel free to leave us a review on whatever service you're listening to us on. And if you want to contact us in any way, shape, or form, we have... an Instagram, which is @ThePixelsPodcast, a Twitter, which is @ThePixelsPodcast, a Facebook group, also @ThePixelsPodcast, and a Tumblr, which is @ThePixelsPodcast. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and let us know what else other games we should talk about. Should we do a spoiler cast once Sophia finishes playing the second game? Let us know. We'll see you guys soon. Say bye, Sophia.
Bye.
Bye.